Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some Terps right now. Keith Kavanaugh from Terrapin Times. What's up, Keith?
Rob, now don't be dissing Ken Wyman from the mean streets of Pikesville. Come on.
Yeah, because the posse will come get me.
You know.
Football practice.
Good morning, guys.
What are we? Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Football practice down at College Park as they're getting ready for the start of the 2017 season. And as always, does anything stand out either positively or negatively?
Yeah, today's an open date for the media. We're heading down there shortly. They may have to go indoor to New Cold today with the weather threatening. But overall, it's been a good camp, knock on wood. No serious injuries. Some rookies like Marcus Miner, the true freshman offensive tackle from DeMatha, who's already in the two deep on a position where they need more depth to step forward. Javon Leak, the true freshman running back, I think could be the number three back on the depth chart and will play this year. Taj Capehart, the rookie four-star receiver, that big, tall receiver group they signed. I think he'll play. He's in the rotation, among several others. But the elephant in the room still remains, actually times two right now, because you're still looking for more separation at quarterback, somebody to win that job outright. Tiggy is still 1A. Kasim Hill, the hard-charging freshman, is 1B. And then place kicker still is a riddle right now. You know, Adam Green should have stepped up by now, the senior. He has not won the job outright. Of course, he struggled down the stretch last year, was benched for the former walk-on and Towson transfer Mike Shinsky. So that's a little problematic right now as we look at about another week of camp or so and in the run-up to the Texas game. But if the opener were tonight, Piggy would be starting at Texas.
Can he throw any better than he could last year?
Yeah, Ken, I mean, he's worked on his mechanics, his footwork, his pocket poise, his ability to read defenses and not telegraph as much. We know he's a very dynamic playmaker when the play breaks down with his feet. And he's got the strong support of maybe Maryland's best run game and best O-line in a decade. So going down there to Texas, you probably don't want to start a true freshman in Kasim Hill, though Kasim is right on his heels there.
Here with Keith Kavanaugh from Terrapin Times. I know, Keith, we don't always like putting labels on things, but, you know, we do talk about identity. If you would put an identity to the Ravens Terps offense, what is their identity? Are they a running offense? Are they a passing offense? Are they pro style?
They're going to need that run game to rely on until quarterback ramps up fully and there's more definition there. Caleb Henderson, unfortunately, has been a disappointment so far, the former four-star transfer from Carolina, is still third right now in the depth chart, has not ascended to the top spot where he really should have been for this year and next year. You know, he's a junior, but it hasn't worked out for him yet. The injury put him further behind. But this is going to have to be a team that relies on the run game, play action, get Piggy out in space, move the pocket, let him do his best work, which is with his feet. But he has become a better, you know, thrower or passer. You know, in the past, he's just kind of chucked it around. And, you know, when everything breaks down, he runs around and he does get some positive plays in open space. But with the schedule they have, they're going to have to try to ground and pound initially, get play action, then take some intermediate and then later deep shots. But Kasim Hill's really coming on. I see him burning his shirt this year as a true freshman, the former Gilman and St. John's standout. He will play. And, of course, DJ did play two true freshman quarterbacks last year.
Keith, where do you think their place is in the Big Ten right now?
Well, first need to solve the quarterback situation. This team has got to stay injury-free for the most part because depth I have concerns with on the O-line, the D-line, and the linebacker. Secondary depth is really fleshed out well. Running back the same. I think receivers are coming along nicely. But, you know, right now when you look at that schedule, are the first or second worst in the country in terms of difficulty. And four top 10 teams from the Big Ten in their schedule alone. It's pretty daunting right now, Ken.
Yeah, it is pretty. Here with Keith Kavanaugh from Terrapin Times. Keith, talk to us about recruiting, man. Any standout recruiting recruits coming in?
So later today at Terps, we'll get number 20 in this 2018 class, Chig Ogunquo, a three-star big receiver who will transition into a tight end out of Georgia. He'll commit tonight on TV down there from Atlanta over Maryland over Georgia Tech. It's a top 20 class still. And, Rob, I know you're all Ravens and Orioles out, tricked out this week, but you had to take great pleasure when you saw the Terp women's basketball schedule released this week.
Yeah.
And the fact the Lady Terps played none other than South Carolina and UConn both in the same week. And I know that you'll be front row at the Terps.
You don't know? I'll be behind the bench.
You'll be on the bench, Coach. when they play November 13th at Xfinity Center. That's a great-looking schedule for the women. Meanwhile, as you've heard, last week, Maryland has committed two top 10 2019 guards, and Zoe Young and Ashley Owusu, as Brenda's way, way ahead of the curve already in recruiting. She already had a top five class in 2018 with the Owens, Austin, and Mikesell, and now has added two top 10 guards, one number six in the country, one number 10 in Young and Owusu. So huge recruiting news for the ladies who are in Taiwan right now, of course, playing an international competition. They may get as many as six games in 8 days. Great experience. Particularly want to see Brianna Frazier, their new center, how she performs. Shanice Lewis, their new point guard they signed late out of Miami, a huge pickup there. Mm-hmm. Among others like Blair Watson and Sarah Myers, how they're going to transition into more full-time players going forward for Brenda this season.
Tell me about the men's basketball team, Keith. What are you hearing? And these twins that have early committed.
Yeah, the Mitchell twins committed a couple weeks ago. Two big raw-bone local developing bigs who can move. They're glass eaters, paint finishers. They have soft touches. They can get up and down the court. They still need to keep shedding weight, but they're going to probably go away to Montverde Academy in Florida for the next 2 years. You know, they're from Riverdale Baptist here in PG County. And there they have a real good chance to continue developing their games and as student-athletes. That takes care of your two bigs for 2019. You win a local battle over Georgetown and was going to be one of those two schools. But two kids with a lot of upside. But, again, they're still developing. They're still just 2019 kids. But 6'9", 230 with some mobility and true rebounding, penchant for rebounding, getting after it inside, just what Maryland needs more of going forward in the front court.
Keith Cavanaugh, Terrapin Times. Keith, thanks a lot, man. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Keith.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.